18.
918, a request of Crystal Ilinski to address council regarding government contracts, living wage, and rent control.
Ilinski, are you here? Okay, then let's move on, please.
919, request of Catherine Smith to address council regarding Portland and Tigard Police.
Okay, Ms. Smith, come on up.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay, this is going to take 3 minutes, so if you have any questions, please wait until the end so I can read it all. Thank you. Dear Mayor Hales and Portland City Commissioners, some Tigard cops are still shooting me with those microwave ultrasound weapons, voice-to-skull weapons, lead-machine sleep deprivation, etc., 20 to 24 hours a day for more than 3 years remotely. They say they're still shooting my son, too. Because of the number of hours a day and this length of time they shoot us, anyone would perceive that their intent is to murder us. The suggestions you and your employees gave me about stopping these assaults, as I've said, are not the people who can do it. Independent Police Review, Project Respond, Portland Women's Crisis Line, City of Tigard can't because the crooked Tigard cops, not all of them are crooked, the crooked ones dominate City of Tigard employees. Tigard Police Department, the crooked ones won't let the other Tigard cops investigate them. Most of these groups have no authority to investigate and charge those Tigard cops and my ex-Tigard neighbor lady who participates. Because most of the assaults happen in Portland, I can legally report it here. Many Portland cops, including Sergeant McCormick, Commander Sarah Westbrook, are covering up for them and blocking my reports of evidence, facilitating these attempted murders with no legal reason or justification. You are the police commissioner, a higher level than the police chief Larry O'Day, and you can make them, require them to do their job. But unfortunately, one or more of your city attorneys and or employees has given you the very bad and negligent advice to not make those Portland police do their legal duty to protect us from this harassment, torture, incrimination, mutilation, and attempted murder. A few months ago when I testified about this, I gave the recorder copies of some websites of these weapons so you and the commissioners could know what they are. Two or so testimonies ago, a few months ago, I gave a copy of some websites to the recorder about a meeting in 1994 at Johns Hopkins University with Janet Reno, Bill Clinton, Department of Justice, the Pentagon, describing that these kinds of weapons were being given from our military, that's Department of Defense, to local police to use on the people. So, with this information and my testimonies here, you should have reason to know my claims of these assaults are true. I have many burns, scars, and deteriorated skin as evidence of these assaults also. Perhaps we will have to discuss this in another venue, since your employees have refused me several times of even having a 20 to 30 minute private meeting with you to give you more information, so you'll use your authority to stop some of those Portland police from hindering prosecution, doing false arrests, obstruction of justice, suppression of evidence, and facilitation of attempted murder. There are hundreds of other targets of theirs in Portland, including kids. When done remotely, these weapons go through the cell phone towers, they say, so you can't move away from it. My last sentence, it is outrageous and it shocks the conscience that there are Portland police and other city employees who participate in these crimes. Sincerely, Catherine Smith, catsmith@yahoo.com.
You take care. Thank you.